When you go into the cold, you learn to reset your body. And resetting, we lost that because we live in a comfort zone behavior, lifestyle, by which we lost the connection with the deep ability to restore, regenerate, activate our deeper systems to cleanse what has been the result of our workings in the world.
Welcome to the Drew Perrott Podcast. Each week we explore the inner workings of the brain and the body with one of the brightest minds in wellness, medicine, and mindset. This week's guest is Wim Hof, and he's here to get you and me excited about the basics of creating energy and aliveness in the body. You know, this was a really fun episode for me to record. When I think of Wim Hof, I think of this incredible energetic character who reminds me about the boundless energy that's within my own body. You know, Wim truly believes in his mission to provide no-cost tools to the world to help them transform their entire lives. And he primarily does that by reminding us about the power of breath and breathing, as well as cold exposure. And he breaks down why those two things on today's podcast. Today's podcast is more motivation than anything else, but we've provided some additional resources in the show notes that can help people walk through the basics of Wim Hof's breathing method, an 11-minute video that he's recorded on YouTube. So check that out afterwards, after you get excited from this podcast today, as well as some links to some deeper content that we've done in the past about the basics of how to start cold exposure therapy. Now, let me share a little bit more about Wim Hof. Wim Hof, also known as the Iceman, is a Dutch motivational speaker and extreme athlete noted for his ability to withstand low temperatures. He previously held a Guinness World Record for swimming under the ice and prolonged full body contact with ice, and he holds a record for barefoot half marathon on ice and snow. He attributes this feat and his boundless energy to his Wim Hof method, a combination of frequent cold exposure, breathing techniques, and meditation. Wim has been the subject of several medical assessments and the New York Times best-selling book, What Doesn't Kill Us, written by investigative journalist Scott Carney. Today's podcast is super exciting for me. I think it's going to be exciting for you. You're going to leave feeling more energized to double down on the basics, which include exercise, breath work, meditation, gratitude, love, which Wim is big on, and of course, cold exposure. Enjoy. Wim, welcome to the podcast. A pleasure to have you here. I want to jump right in and I want to start off with this idea that when we look out at society, a lot of people are struggling, and there's many different reasons why, but one of the reasons why is that it feels we lack resilience as a society. Can you talk a little bit about that and why you feel that cold can be one of the things to bring that resilience back in?
Stress. Stress comes in many ways. There is physical stress of work, energy loss. There is emotional stress, mental stress, spiritual stress. It is all resulting in biochemical residue. It is all resulting finally in being on all the time, but not know how to get off. And how to get off is not only sex and food indulgence and cinema. No, really restoring back energy and processing the biochemical residue of the stress. Only then we are able to be unconditionally okay. I just feel okay. Why? Because you're clean. There is flow. Uninhibited. But when there is garbage inside, it needs to be cleansed. And through our society and lifestyles, we live in a bubble of comfort. And that comfort doesn't activate our deeper systems. And that is the real soul cause and effect of heaping up the biochemical garbage coming from our daily duty stress and activities emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally, all accumulating, and we don't know how to regenerate energy anymore. For that, we need a deeper activation of our systems. And there comes in the cold training and the breathing exercises. They are able to tap into the deeper systems that are able to shut down the stress, cortisol, the stress hormones resulted by all the stress we got. And only then we are able to switch off and then regenerate the battery, regenerate our systems, process our biochemical residue, process our non-worked out traumas, inhibitions, fears, all that needs processing, and that is only possible if we are off. When we are off, we get into the so-called parasympathetic nervous system. And this was considered in science impossible by humans. And now we found a way to tap into the deep sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system, which is called the autonomic nervous system, which was out of our reach. And thus, we could not do anything against heaping up biochemical stress, inflammation, depression. We could not reset our bodies. We have lost the ability because of too much comfort, because of no stimulation of the deeper tissues within, the deeper organs and systems. And now we found the way. You go into an ice bath, then it's you who is going into stress. You are going into stress, and then once you go in, after 2 minutes, your body is adapted. Adapted means that the inner systems are fully at functioning, naturally, the way nature meant it to be. And then we become strong from the inside. And that is able to withstand in daily life all the stress that is coming to us. We learned how to willfully connect with these stress mechanisms by going into the cold and adapt. And therefore, then suddenly emotional stress, physical stress, bacterial stress, viral stress, emotional and mental stress, all is something else, something. Suddenly we have a connection with the nervous system in the depth, and we know how to shut it down and to turn it on, to regenerate and generate, to regenerate and generate, to process the shit and get back on, process the shit, cleanse and go back on. It's all there. This is what creates disease, inflammation, is biochemical residue in the body not processed. And now we found the way to process it. That is preventative medicine. Even when you have a condition like arthritis, autoimmune, or a depression, etc., when you go into the cold, you learn to reset your body. And resetting, we lost that because we live in a comfort zone behavior, lifestyle, by which we lost the connection with the deep ability to restore, regenerate, activate our deeper systems to cleanse what has been the result of our workings in the world. So that is what I'm doing.
This episode is brought to you by LifeForce. I've always been into learning about the latest longevity research, but ever since I turned 40 this year, I'm even more interested in learning how to apply it to my life so I can get the most benefit. That's why I was super excited when I found LifeForce, a revolutionary health platform that's changing the game when it comes to personalized performance and longevity-based action plans. Here's what sets LifeForce apart from other testing companies. For one, LifeForce's diagnostic plan accounts for 40 different biomarkers, including fasting insulin, ApoB, and organ health markers, giving you the big picture on your chronic disease risk and cardiometabolic health. Number two, LifeForce makes working with a functional medicine practitioner easy. Their team connects you with top-notch doctors that put all the pieces of the puzzle together, and they also include recommended supplements and lifestyle changes for your unique biological needs. And three, LifeForce makes tracking your progress more convenient than ever. They send a licensed phlebotomist to your door every 3 months, and they'll adjust your plan based on how your body changes. If you're serious about optimizing your longevity, you have to check out LifeForce. Right now, you can get 15% off your first LifeForce purchase. Just go to mylifeforce.com. That's my, M-Y, life, L-I-F-E, force, F-O-R-C-E.com, and enter the code D-H-R-U, that's Drew, to optimize your health span today. This episode is brought to you by AquaTrue. I've talked to so many experts on this podcast about the importance of clean water as a foundation for great health. And it makes total sense because our bodies are mostly made up of water. So if we don't get enough, they literally can't function right. But tap water is no longer an option. Sorry, not sorry. Most of it is full of toxins like microbes, pesticides, and plastics. And many of these toxins can cause serious health issues long term. When I learned how harmful tap water can be from nonprofits like the Environmental Working Group, I started looking for solutions, and a few of my friends turned me on to AquaTrue, and now it's the water filter I recommend for my audience. AquaTrue has both countertop reverse osmosis filters and under the sink filters with a 4-stage filtration system that removes 15 times more contaminants than the best-selling water filters out there. And it's made with BPA and BPS free plastics. Plus, it's super simple to use, and the purified water tastes fantastic. Right now, AquaTrue is offering my community an amazing deal. Just go to drewperowhit.com/filter or look in the show notes. That's drewperowhit.com/filter and get $100 off when you try AquaTrue for yourself today. That's drewperowhit.com/filter to get $100 off your AquaTrue water filter today.
And I'm doing this with universities and showing, and nowadays with the confusion which exists here right now in the world, we have to go to drastic measures. Drastic measures means to bring back natural autonomy in the body and mind. And we have found the keys. We just hand them over through podcasts like this. Anybody who's watching this, just try to do it once. And then you feel the difference of having autonomy in the depth or not. There it is. We hand over the keys. The keys to open up to the deeper control and connection to the deeper systems, to cleanse the body, to take care of our stress, to strengthen us consciously by connecting neurologically with the stress mechanisms inside the brain, with our will, connected to the whole of body. Because we are built, Drew, to be able to resist stress in any way. All the millions of years of development of the human psyche, physiology, mentally and physically, that has resulted in the absolute hardware to take on stress in any way. Only we lost the connection with our deeper systems through the comfort zone behavior. So now it is simply, it is back. We give it. We share it. That's love. We want everybody to be having control over their mood, their happiness, over their health, and over their strength. That's what we advocate, and we show that through the science more and more. But because it is natural, it is not pharmaceutical, it is natural, doesn't cost anything but breathing. It's the most direct way to go within. It's breathing. And very invasive is going into cold water. Directly, yeah. And then the real physiology wakes up naturally. And then we become in connection with that. And then we learn to be able to take on any stress, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, bacterially, viral, doesn't matter. The body knows from within how to deal with the stress coming on. There we are.
That's beautiful. I love it. Let me make sure that I'm connecting the dots correctly as a summary for my audiences over here. Too much comfort in life, and life is so comfortable with all these modern trappings that we have, leads to stagnation inside of our body and garbage buildup. I'd love for you to talk a little about what maybe that garbage is. When that garbage builds up, there's that stagnation. It's only natural from there that we're going to feel stuck. We're not going to feel good. We're going to feel overwhelmed. And we need nature, of course, these two modalities that you teach, breathing and then also cold therapy, is essentially the shock to bring us back into the present moment and into ourselves and start to get rid of some of the garbage inside. Am I with you?
Yes.
So
perfect.
In addition to the stresses that are just part of natural living in our modern society there, what are some of the other garbage you feel that is being built up inside of the body because we're exposed to too much comfort? So you talked about stress. Is there anything else that's there that's sort of accumulating and getting stuck in our body because we don't have breathing and cold as a way to expunge it?
Yes. It's very simple, and we keep it simple. A sick person is not able to take on so much. Yes?
Yes.
So when our conditions become poorer, weaker, through non-stimulative behavior, which is comfort zone behavior, then we become weaker. And suddenly, that what normally we could take on makes us sick in the end. We are too weak to interact with our jobs, our work, our life, our families, taking care, controlling our thoughts, fears, controlling the energy flow. And then we build up a deficit. It sneaks in. That's why it's so devious. We don't see it. Yes, it is there. And for those who have tiredness, burnout, who feel a constant presence of inflammation, low-grade inflammation, that is because we do not deeply stimulate our systems and they become weaker. And then the normal things can jeopardize our condition. If it is not directly, it is over time. And it absolutely is. All these autoimmune diseases, they creep in over time. Because this is long-term low-grade inflammation. That means it never has been really taken care of, the garbage. I call inflammation is the cause and effect of any disease. Too long-term garbage inside, inflammation inside, is jeopardizing the health, the condition, your functionality, breakdowns of your organs, of your systems. What you do not use, you lose. That's nature. It's the rule of nature. So our overdeveloped comfort zone extension tools serving us, coming from our thinking brain, do not necessarily serve our deep, our need for deep stimulation inside. Thus, it becomes on a standby. On a standby, it's not strong. And at a certain moment, you got organ failures. There is a deficit that is they have seen blood flow going into the brain of this thinking brain, 25% more, 10 to 25% more blood flow inside the thinking brain than the rest of the brain. And that is why we do not feel so good. That's why we don't feel the purpose of life. Because life happens every time when blood flow goes through. When neural activity exists, is because there is blood flow going equally through all the parts of the brain connected with all the parts of the body. And now through the comfort zone behavior, we live mostly in the thinking brain. Thus we deprive the rest of the brain of the right blood flow. And then it goes on standby. We don't feel so good anymore. We become a bit insensitive. It's like boring. And we don't know the purpose of life. Spirituality is a sensation, absolute sensation of unconditional love in the moment. We cannot feel this anymore because it is being deprived of blood flow. And this is because we went to school in the West to serve a system and not our happiness, strength, and health. So they school us in this thinking brain, but we are built to be humans, not robots, not a brick in the wall who is having difficulties to have the sense of being really alive. When you love somebody, then you feel alive. That be feeling alive, you should feel every day. That's the soul uninhibited through us. And that is there for everybody. And now we found the keys to open up the blood flow to all parts of the brain, connected to all parts of the body. Then you feel alive without any condition. And until that is not being understood, I just need to keep on. We need to do this work because there is more than meets the eye. That is us being full power, full love every day.
Aliveness is something that people feel that they're missing in their life. And you're saying that aliveness is blood flow, and blood flow is exercise, cold stimulation, breathing, and most importantly, the last one, which you talk about so much through your work, love. Those are the keys to aliveness. So if anybody's listening today and they don't feel alive, they have to look at those elements and see, do they first and foremost have the ample amount of blood flow to all the regions of the body, but especially the brain? Because if I'm understanding you correctly, what you said before, we're overthinking in our brain because the blood flow is not being distributed properly. And it's through breathing and cold that we can pretty much immediately start to shift that blood flow. Is that right, based on your work?
Yes, it is that we have gone through the schooling to fit into a system, into a thinking, narrowed consciousness. In narrowed consciousness is and not being fully alive. Because our true nature is that of love, the light. When I wake up, I love it. What are we going to do today? Yeah, wow. Then I don't need drugs to be fully alive. And every day I feel this sense, I want to change the world. I'm going to change the world. I am doing it. And together here, we are on it. We just want to retrieve what is ours, a true spirit uninhibited, a soul that is shining like the sun. No blockages, no shit. Blood flow, life everywhere. And we are able to guarantee that. And then the consciousness or the neurology is able willfully to go to the deepest of the brain. And thus, when that happens, then the blood flow follows. And they have been doing the studies compared to people doing mindfulness for 4 hours a day for years, together compared to people doing the breathing exercises. And the people, even novices, doing the breathing exercises within 10 minutes go deeper than the people who do 4 hours of mindfulness for years.
That's a powerful statement.
Yes. And I always say to any scientist, prove me wrong. Please, come on. I want critical thinking that polishes the diamond of the truth. And the truth to me is that we are born with the greatest purpose of the whole of universe. That is one of love. Together, share love of life. And then you unconditionally, you become happy. But a happy man doesn't go to war. A happy man is not into possession. He's into sharing because he is already fulfilled. And we lost track through this comfort zone false promises that life needs careers, that life needs to become the best of yourself through the hierarchy, etc. While we are the best of ourselves born, we should feel that spirit uninhibited throughout life. Until that is not happening, all the religions have failed over there. But now we have the measurement devices that can see more than the eyes. We can look into the DNA, look into the deepest of the brain, look into the bone marrow. And we have shown how to go there willfully and make the difference before, after, before, and doing comparative studies, and then show what people in science thought was impossible. We are showing it is possible.
Speaking about the impossible, you did something that a lot of people would say was crazy a few years ago. And I'll let you talk about the story. You injected live bacteria into your body. Why did you do that? And what were you trying to show the scientific community? And by the way, this is not telling people that they should go do this. You were doing it under controlled supervision because you wanted to make a point. What point were you trying to make?
I was absolutely sure we can do so much more than we think.
That our bodies are way more resilient than anybody understands.
Yes. And that it is not only because my training or my, that I'm special or something. No, I'm a simple guy, yet I train my body to see what is out there that makes me feel the presence of my soul. They talk about the soul so much, it's crazy, but they don't know how to point it into you. They don't know how to make it happen. They don't know how to guarantee peace and happiness, strength and health in societies anymore. What is this? Where is that? Where is God? Something abstract. No, God is here. We are the reflection of divinity. We should feel divinity. Divinity, it means holiness, not being in dualism, being holy yourself. And how to act and to activate the whole flow, holy flow within, we have shown this now. And so back then, I was convinced of this, but the science wasn't. And was telling things like this on TV, They called me crazy. And then I said, hey, I'm going to prove it. I'm going to show that I know more than the doctors and the professors, so that we have to change sides. Because apparently they say that it is not possible to experience what is divine, to activate a holy flow, to beat disease, to beat the darkness of depression. That is what science is saying, that we cannot do that. And I say, no, no, no. I feel it. I believe it. I showed it for myself in the heart nature. And now I come back and I will show it to rigid, cold data in the hospitals. And then you see, this is the truth. We are born to be in the truth, to follow that within us that makes us realize we have an amazing soul. We have unlimited power of the mind serving us to find any, to solve anything that blocks our soul to be expressed fully. So, because that sounds like, oh, yeah, yeah, nice. Okay, goodbye. That's why I took on science. First, I went into 80 minutes into the ice up till here. They took my blood out of one arm and they saw my core body temperature in 80 minutes not going down. That is control over my body in stress, deep stress. I just program it.
Through breathing.
Through
breathing primarily.
Yes. Not breathing. The power of my intention alone. Mm. Just the power of my intention. Breathing I had done before the 80 minutes. And then they saw such a things they had never seen in science, in physiological experiments ever on humans. And they saw, and they took the blood, and then they put that blood in a laboratory setting and exposed it to bacteria. And where normally the blood serum reacts violently, the immune cells react violently toward the inserted bacteria, in my case, was 0%.
Wow.
They had never seen this before. And then they said, we did it ex vivo. So you were not there. It was passively your blood when you went into the ice. Yeah, it shows that my blood becomes different when I exercise control over my body. Then the bacteria suddenly has no chance. That's what you guys have seen. But you know, and when I go and lie on a bed, nice and comfortable, I can do my breathing. And then the bacteria also, you can put it in my veins. And then you will see I can suppress the bacteria's reaction on my immune system and nothing happens. So they did that. And what happened? Nothing happened. Normally, you vomit, you become sick, you have fever, headaches, all over agony, muscle aches, etc. for 6 hours. Nothing with me. And then they said to me, Wim, you are the Iceman. You are a superhuman. You are extraordinary. You are a freak of nature. You are whatever they said, you know? And then I said, no. And I'm not even the Iceman, maybe an Iceman. I will show that a group of people is able to do what I do, which was considered to be impossible up till then in science. Because I had shown for the first time in science how to influence deeply into the autonomic nervous system and the innate immune system. And both are systems that if you have control, you're able to bring down that what makes us sick and sickness. And that it is. So, finally, they gave me a group of people and they had a control group. I got 18 people. I trained them. 4 days. In 4 days. First, they said to me, "Win, to get people toward your results you have shown, how long does it take? 1 year? 1.5 year? I said, 10 days. And it became 4 days. So in those 4 days, I trained these people. And then 4 days later, they all got the injection.
Of the endotoxin, just so everybody's aware, they're injecting a bacteria endotoxin inside the body.
That's what had made 16,134 people sick. So all the people became sick, and suddenly 12 people I trained 100% not sick.
Wow.
So there we changed fundamentally what is believed in science that we can control within our body. And that is to bring down inflammation. And inflammation is, Drew, is the cause and effect actually of any disease. Of course, they will not bring it out that much because it doesn't make this disease. But hey, I'm not into politics. I'm here to show that everybody, through a bit of cold and breathing, is able to regain a much deeper innate control within over all the systems inside by which we become almost invulnerable, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. Or in other words, just become happy, strong, and healthy. The rest is bullshit.
I love it. I love the clarity. You know, earlier, Wim, you were saying that people just have to try it once and see for themselves. So let's talk a little bit about that, right? And we'll come back to your story in a little bit. What are they trying with both of those pathways? Let's first talk about the breathing side, right? Obviously, you have a whole training methodology. You have an app, which we'll link to in the show notes. You've put out books where you describe it in there. But just give us an overview. What are they trying and what's the methodology? First, let's start with breathing.
Breathing. Breathing is the ability to blow off carbon dioxide, controlled, by which we get alkalosis, and we become alkaline. And we don't need to breathe. Say for 1 minute or 2 minutes or 3 minutes or even 4 minutes and even longer. What is that? After exhalation, this is very, very powerful. This is medicine, deep, personal, natural medicine. It is to process the whole body, to reset the body in the deep, to activate the adrenal axis, which resets the whole body. It cleanses it all. If you got something to do, very important, do these breathing exercises on a sofa or in bed or seated, but not in a car, not in a swimming pool, not in water. This is therapeutical. This is very, very strong medicine. If you use it wrong, it's no good. Can be lethal. So strong. Learn to have the right breathing exercises. We show as an ally. It beats inflammation. It beats mood disorders. Beats anxiety. It beats the lack of energy. It gives you all you need. It goes into the cell and it influences through these processes aerobic dissimulation. Aerobic is oxygen. It comes better and it binds better with the molecular binding, with the molecular division inside the mitochondria, the energy factories. And thus we get a lot more molecules, which is energy. And when you are sick, you do breathing exercises, you create more energy. And that energy can be used for plasticity. Neuroplasticity, plasticity in the body, means healing. So it is good for performance. It is good for bringing your mood into peacefulness, the parasympathetic nervous system, peacefulness. It brings down inflammation, and it your cognitive awareness goes way up. People who are doing this, CEOs, they say, they come to me and they say, and at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, my brain is sluggish. After so much looking on a monitor. Yeah, of course it is, because it needs exertion. Like running much makes you sore at a certain moment. Also, the brain is that like. You become sore, sluggish. Like you cannot run when it is sore. Equal to the mental capacity and functioning. So then they do the breathing for 20 minutes and they are fresh like chickens again. So there is multiple benefits, but learn and remind yourself it is like strong medicine. It is a solution to almost anything. Find out. Do it once. And then if you do, for people who do sports, to show what this does. If you relax and you know how many push-ups you do normally, yeah, performance, and say, is it 15? Is it 20? Is it 25? And you do the 30 deep breaths, silently in, fully in, letting go, fully in, letting go for 30 times. And then the last one, fully in, letting go, and you do the push-ups, you will be able to do more push-ups than when you breathe. And now even without air in your lungs, that shows that we profoundly are influencing the biochemistry inside the body, the fueling that makes us able to perform more. That is the way we are able to positively intervene into the biochemical processes and the nervous system inside. We are the alchemists all through the breath. So that is what I got to say about the breathing.
Beautiful. And you have some videos on your YouTube page, which maybe we'll link over to, where you're kind of guiding people through that process. But that's a good, you know, Wim, whenever I see you talk, I just get hyped. I get excited. It's a reminder of what I already know inside.
Drew, we change the world. The world needs change.
Yeah, the world needs change.
We are here to rise against ignorance and against dead end streets and no solutions and a dependency. We make people feel autonomously back into their bodies and minds to be able to be happy, strong, and healthy and keep it there. And all the rest, the bullshit, to keep it out. That's what we do. And because nobody was listening before when I was talking like that, that's why I go through signs. And I show that signs needs to shift. I show it all the time. It needs
to
shift.
Sorry, just to clarify that, did you say signs? Signs?
Signs, yeah. S-C-I-E-N-C-E. Not okay, S-I-G.
Science.
Science needs to change. Shift. needs to shift. It needs to serve us and show that we have the innate neurological capacity to control ourselves through our will. It's nothing more than logic.
Well, let's pivot from the breath, right? Because just as excited as you are about the breath and what we're capable and what it activates inside the body, you're also just as excited about the cold. You know, we've done some podcasts on cold therapy, but you're the OG in this space. So if somebody's talking about getting started and you're saying, try it once, what's the try it once approach to cold therapy for somebody who hasn't yet tried it yet?
If you didn't try, first of all, know that cardiovascular related diseases is killer number one in our society. And that is not for nothing. It's, we got all the technology in this, and then we suddenly have such a problem. The fundamental problem of that is that we do not expose our bodies to cold anymore. We are dressed up. While our biggest organ of ours is our skin. Millions of receptors, temperature receptors, blood vessel receptors, our pain receptors are within our skin. When you go into the cold, then all these receptors are suddenly giving messages. That means neurological neurotransmitters to the body to become strong. But we never train our inner cardiovascular system, which is connected to the skin, because it's covered always. So the cardiovascular system is about 125,000 kilometers, like 80,000 miles long. Arteries, veins, capillaries, millions of little muscles. And those muscles never get activated because we wear clothes. And who's got the blame and the pressure and the stress for that is our heart. Because all those little muscles are not activated on a regular basis. So they get weakened and do not help as much the blood flow going through the system. And the heart, therefore, needs to pump more. That will create, in the long run, all kinds of stress. The stress will suddenly, the veins, arteries, and capillaries condition, they, at a certain moment, they collapse. Then you get high blood pressure, low blood pressure.
The endothelial dysfunction.
Yes. And heart, I mean, killer number one is cardiovascular related diseases. And that is because we wear clothes all the time. That is as simple as it is. So a cold shower a day keeps the doctor away. Man, you better do it. You better do it because you train and exercise 125 or 80,000 miles of vascular channels, the capillaries, arteries, and veins. And with that, millions of little muscles, they become strong. Then your heart rate goes down. And when all these little muscles, they help the blood flow. So it gets into the cells much better, with all the oxygen, nutrients, vitamins, minerals. And that creates a boost of energy. It's logic, because the cell gets much more and better blood flow. That's the way the stress goes down and the energy goes up. That's why you should take a cold shower. Start with a cold shower. Do not go directly into icy water, because that is shocking. It's like to say to a person who never goes to the gym, hey, lift up 50 pounds with this and 50 pounds there, and do it several times. No, it's not going to happen. And it destroys the muscular condition and the muscles, the tendons. It's not good to do that. It's shocking, because we never trained our arterial functioning and condition. That's why when we go directly into icy water, it would be painful. It would, the body would say, no. But if you go into a cold shower, which everybody is able to do, 15 seconds, and then 30 seconds, 45, 1 minute, 1 minute 15, etc., until you reach like 2 minutes cold shower, then you are very, then your natural vascular condition is back to its natural condition. Like the way we were born as mammals. Like we were born in nature. It's back. And then you are able to go into icy water. And then absolutely you will become positively addicted. Because you feel so much more energy. You feel strong. You feel in the presence. You feel you're not thinking. You are just being. And that just being is what we have been talking about from the beginning. Unconditional love for life. That is what it brings spiritually. And when you go into the cold, you learn to bring down, focus your mood. You bring it down to tranquility, not in anxiety. You bring the anxiety down. You learn to focus. And when you then go in, your body from inside becomes really strong. You don't see movement, but your body becomes really strong from within until it meets the stress from the out. And then when you go out, then the eyes is no longer, but your body is resetted. And your body is strong. All these systems go. That's what the cold does. So if you want to do the cold, try to do consequently and executively like 10 days, 15 seconds, 30 seconds, 45 seconds, 1 minute, 1 minute 15. And then at a certain moment, you will feel so much energy. Then you are driven by your inner nature again. Because it is your inner nature, man. We want to wake up to your true power. When that happens, it will take over. It's like to say, oh yeah, that girl is not good for you, man. Don't go over there. If you love, you just go. If you feel, yeah, nobody's able to say something about it. Once you feel your true power, your natural power, your energy coming up, yeah, whatever anybody says, you will go back to that source of that great energy.
Do you think, Wim, you know, my audience is also very interested in making healthy dietary choices, trying to eat clean, etc. Do you think that the combination of breath work and also some bit of cold exposure to whatever degree people can handle, especially if they're first starting out, it means just like you said, 15 seconds cold shower, right? Just building up slowly. Do you think, and have you seen, at least anecdotally in your world, when people do breath work, when people do cold, they also are likely to make healthier decisions with their diet and just anything, you know, they're less likely to pursue substances. They're less likely to want to seek out ultra processed food. Have you noticed that in your life?
Yeah, sure. Food can be a drug, a compensatory means for your mood. Yet through going into the cold and doing the breathing, you learn to cleanse yourself. You learn to have more energy and you learn to control your mood. It's all full package. And then, of course, your mind is not driven by appetite to compensate for a loss in mood.
So a lot of the addictions that people have, you feel, are a compensation component for the mood that they might be feeling. But if you have a good equilibrium and you're feeling aliveness inside, you're not seeking out those other things to compensate.
Exactly. So, and then in the end, when you create more energy in the body, Nowadays, a lot of food is not clean. It's just not clean. There is a lot of numbers, e-numbers, antioxidants, preservatives, and then we get to pesticides and fungicides and this sides and all sides except for clean food. And we need to clean that food in the process, in the cell, because food equals energy. Yet, if food is full of shit, we need energy to process the food coming in and to get rid of the shit. And what results in is little amount of energy because it has been taken to get rid of the poisoning, the soul poisoning. So if you go into the cold, if you do the breathing, you create extra energy that is able to tackle that problem. But in principle, I say, let food be food. That's it.
Beautiful. And where does exercise fit into all of this in your life and your viewpoint, right? You have the breath work, you have the cold exposure, you have the food.
Man, if you see me, I train with the best fighters in the world. I'm 64. I'm strong like a bull. I'm flexible like a ballerina. I do splits everywhere, all the time.
Yeah, I've seen videos.
I take models where big men with muscles three times bigger than me, I just cannot do it. Why? Because when you go into the cold, it seems that your body is doing nothing, but it needs to work like hell to compensate into the adaptive processes with the icy water. And if you do that on a regular basis, it's like inner cardiovascular fitness. And your tendons, they become strong like iron, like cable strong. Literally. I can do stuff. Tomorrow I'm going to show in a filming. I got filming like 4 hours or something to show what people can do when they become 50 and older. I'm 64, but I'm strong like I'm strong as a motherfucker, man. And that is because of the core. Yeah, I've done my work inside. The work inside is fully functioning, and it is much more than when you let it go. And another thing is, when you get older and you go into the cold, you don't become sick no more. It looks like, oh, he's promising a lot, but you can ask any person who goes regularly into icy swimming in the winter, natural bodies throughout the winter, they do not become sick. Compare those who do not do anything in the cold. Then you see a huge difference. Mm. And that is what cold is doing to our bodies. And so in the morning, you can see me exercising. Crazy, man. What I do is crazy, but beautiful, strong. I feel my body. He is aware. I'm strong. I'm alive. And I'm not afraid of dying, absolutely not, because I know that I've done what I needed to do here in this world. Mm. The purpose is to bring love. The purpose is to bring awareness, pure awareness. And now it's happening. It's wild. It's getting all over the planet. Millions and millions and millions of people are doing this shit now. Amazing. Why? Because it works. Because we have to learn to look inside, to go back inside. We found the techniques. They are like keys to the inside. And then suddenly our true nature comes there. And with that, naturally comes the purpose. Because there is no purpose in depression. There is no purpose in disease. Only to show that we need to become happy, strong, and healthy, which are the characteristics of a happy soul.
Mm, that's beautiful. Wim, while I have a little bit more time for you, you know, you talk about cold, and obviously you come from an area that is also really prioritizes heat exposure. Where does heat and sauna fit into all of this? And do you feel that it is just as important as cold, or you feel that cold is more important than heat?
Yes, cold is a lot more important. Why? Because it is stress through our bodies. And when we learn to consciously go into the cold, we strengthen our willpower, which is a prefrontal cortex, which is a part of the brain, which then is able to connect with the deepest of our brain, which is the periaqueductal, the brainstem. When that, once that connects, because you go into survival mode when you go into the cold. And then you learn to go through the initial stressful response and find adaptation, find calmness, find deep control. And that connects us with the deep brain. That is the way to learn to connect with the deep brain. And once you learn to go to the deepest of our brain, then where else can you not go? It is the ultimate mental exercise. And heat is not doing that. Heat is passively. But in cold, you need to go actively into the deepest part of the brain. And only then you learn to gain control over your brain. Then the blood flow learns to go everywhere.
I love it. That's great. Wim, this has been fantastic. And, you know, I want to be honoring of your time because I think I told your team that, you know, we'd only keep you for about an hour or so. You know, any final messages that you want to leave the audience with? I mean, I feel like the whole podcast was an excellent sort of, you really are the hype man. You know, I don't know if you guys have that term out there, but the hype man is the person that gets you excited about doing what you know you're capable of doing. And I think that's what you've done for today for our audience. Any final words that you want to leave the audience with?
Yes. Hey guys, love is within your vicinity. The rest should not be there. You bring the light. This is the time we wake up neurologically through neuroscience, through the best of professors, doctors, universities, understanding that the time has come that we can see that we are built to be absolutely in control over our happiness, strength, and health. And with that, to bring the soul to appear and radiate like kings and queens we all are. And with that, we bring prosperity and love to all the people around us. You will not miss. Take it on. Take it on. Try it out once. If it doesn't work, blame me. But if it works, let it on.
I love it. Beautiful message. Hi, everyone. Drew here. Two quick things. Number one, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you haven't already subscribed, just hit the subscribe button on your favorite podcast app. And by the way, if you love this episode, it would mean the world to me. And it's the number one thing that you can do to support this podcast is share it with a friend. Share it with a friend who would benefit from listening. Number two, before I go, I just had to tell you about something that I've been working on that I'm super excited about. It's my weekly newsletter, and it's called Try This. Every Friday, yes, every Friday, 52 weeks a year, I send out an easy to digest protocol of simple steps that you or anyone you love can follow to optimize your own health. We cover everything from nutrition to mindset to metabolic health, sleep, community, longevity, and so much more. If you want to get on this email list, which is, by the way, free, and get my weekly step-by-step protocols for whole body health and optimization, click the link in the show notes that's called Try This, or just go to drewperowhit.com, that's D-H-R-U-P-U-R-O-H-I-T.com, and click on the tab that says try this.